and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the kingdom.
Because faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavens.
Let me mention some principles related to the Great Commission. About seven key ones stated. There are more, but these are principles that Jesus laid down here. They are not just statements. The principles of the Great Commission. The first, as you can see there, is all authority. How much authority? How much authority? The word in some translation is power. But if you go and check it in Greek, it's exousia. That word is authority. There are two kinds of power. One is executive power, legislative power, and all of that. It is power, ability to command and to be obeyed. That's what is called exousia. That's what Jesus had here. Then there's another type of power, which is ability, raw ability. In the military, for example, the inspector general, in the police, for example, the inspector general of police can come into a situation where armed robbers are operating with a stick, that is staff. Don't hold it like this. Then the mobile police will come in with gun. The inspector general has exousia, authority, the right to command and to be obeyed. He gives instruction. Those that now have raw power will run to carry it out, which are the mobile police people. But what the mobile policemen are carrying, that gun, is what is called dunamis, firepower. That's ability. You do like this, somebody dies. It's an ability. Pshh. Somebody is on the ground. He's dead. Firepower. Dunamis, that word also, you know, that when he said you shall receive power, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That one is divine ability to do things. So there are four master keys to the book of Acts. The return of the apostolic church, we have to understand what made them. Four keys. The first is the cross. The cross. Check the messages. Like I always say, I said there are two messages that everybody who wants to preach the gospel must study. The one Peter preached in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says when he finished, the people were caught to their heart. If when you finish your message, nothing happens to the inward man of people, you need to go and check what you're preaching. That's one of the dangers of this motivational thing that has come in the church. There's a place for motivation. You see, like the guy is talking, I take motivation to reach those who are outside God. Then I take the gospel and help God's people. Then when he takes the tool of motivation to reach those people, he ends with the gospel. That's how he finally leads them to Christ. But that's what gets their attention. Motivation is good because it's a ministry to the soul. You can help people achieve success in life. It's not the gospel. Don't ever deceive yourself. Do motivation that you're preaching the gospel. You can use that as a platform. Just like a lecturer can use his classroom as a platform. Teach your course. Take the last 10 minutes. Lead people to Christ. The first is the cross. Four keys to the book of Acts. The cross. Study those people. Study the book of Acts. They're always talking about the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the power of it for the benefits of the people. So they talk about the blood. The cross has two sides. You know, you have the blood that was shed and all of that and what it does. They also talk about the cross itself and its power to annihilate sin or the sinful nature. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but one of them is the cross. You have to discover the cross. Even one side of it Just what Jesus did for us, his death and resurrection and his blood he shed, the power of the blood can never be underrated. I even pray that somebody will talk to us along that line. There is a second one. The word. The key to discipleship is the word. I wish I can spend some extra time on that. The word. They took the word of God literally. There's no theology about it. It's no, you know, they took what God said to be what God meant. So they spend time studying the word of God. They spend time studying it. Because that is the key for discipling the nations. In trying to give the Great Commission, you will meet it in that Matthew chapter 28, where he said, teaching them to observe. Maybe I should read the whole thing. He said, go into all the world, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's the place of the word. You can't achieve this thing until you know the word. Amazingly, we don't do the work in people, of changing people. What does the work is the word. The doctor can't cure the patient. What cures the patient is medicine. But it's a doctor that must study medicine so well that he knows how to administer the right one to the person that is sick. That's why you should study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed. Like a doctor, a pastor that doesn't know this thing. A minister that doesn't know this thing. An evangelist that doesn't know this thing. A child of God that doesn't know this thing. It's like a doctor that jumped out of medical school, probably in first year, and he went into practice. He said, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly administering, rightly dividing the word of the truth. He knows what to administer to a marriage case. He knows what to administer to a financial situation. He knows what to administer to the one that is sick. He knows what to administer. He is equipped. So there was a temptation in the course of the growth. As they were growing, they got to a point where the issues about serving table, sharing food, and taking care of welfare thing was almost a distraction. And Peter said, no way! It does not make sense for us to leave the word of God and serve table. This is our primary devotion. If God is going to use you, you are going to have to give attention. The most powerful document in this whole universe is that Bible you are carrying about. The man Gandhi, who founded the independence of India, said, I wish this was what we had. He said, the Christians have what it takes to change the world. The problem is they are not using it. See what the Muslims have, religion of hate and kill and massacre and slaughter yourself again because you hate some other person. Fighting, you have values, principles that have been proven over time for ages that work. Something that delivers result, that changes men from inside out. He said, if we are the ones that had it, even if I have to live on bread and water, I will burn the boat, do whatever it takes to use it to conquer the nations. Without throwing bombs, you can conquer nations. You see the work America has done in Iraq, that they've still not conquered the Iraqis. They've not. Those insurgents. They've arrested Saddam Hussein and all that. But who? What if America wants Iraq change? What they need to do now is to take the gospel and saturate all the school with the protection of the military. The people that are carrying guns now will start carrying Bible. Secondly, they need to take education and feed that nation. In a few years, that nation becomes another thing. I pray that somebody still radical will come up after George Bush, because already his profile in the U.S. is dropping so seriously that if one of those liberals, you know, Democrats, comes up and withdraws the American army from Iraq, it will be worse. It would have been better that they didn't go to that battle. In just 2 weeks, they can capture the government. Those guys are deadly. They are slaughtering American soldiers, British soldiers there. They are the only thing that is standing between them and destroying that new government that has been set up. Because they have not been conquered. You have not conquered a person because you subdued him physically and other. They have only conquered a nation when their mind has been reformed. To the two, government can make laws, but they can't change the conscience. They can't change the people's mind. The only people that have the weapon that gets to the heart, turns a criminal to a saint, turns a prostitute to a very responsible woman, turns a terrorist to, is us. Is God, the gospel, the word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and of the spirit. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He said, preach it, be instant in season and out of season, when it's convenient, when it's not convenient. A time will come when they will not endure sound doctrines. They will heap for themselves teachers, having developed itching ear. They don't want to hear the truth, they just look for. And that's what is happening now, it's motivation. Looking for who he is. Inspire their soul. The word of God. The third is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the reason why the church has a prayer life. The Holy Spirit. If you notice how they got it, the same way they got it is how they keep it. They were in one accord in prayer. Then the Holy Ghost descended. And in Acts chapter 4, they were again in one accord. After persecution and all that, the Holy Ghost descended again. The reason they maintain a daily prayer life is to remain filled with the Holy Spirit, primarily. Secondly, it's about getting God's hand to move on earth, to intervene in the affairs of life. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. We had some tremendous, you know, teachings on that this afternoon. The presence of God. If you read Matthew chapter 28, the last principle stated there is the principle of God's presence. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. How is Jesus with the church today? Through the presence of the Holy Spirit. So there is a principle of God's presence. Anybody who is carrying the Great Commission must know. That's why in Mark chapter 16, he stated it again. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall speak with other tongues. They shall do all that. He was talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit functioning through the church. He was not talking about may believer. He was talking about believers that they will receive the endowment of the Holy Spirit. And so the principle of God's presence is part of the cardinal principle of the Great Commission. But I want you to know that some people, when they talk about the Great Commission, just talk about the Holy Spirit, and they don't remember the first principle is the principle of authority. Is what? Let me see if I can touch that a little and see if there's any, if what time else will permit me, then we'll close. The first principle stated here is not the principle of the anointing or the presence of God. It's the principle of authority. All authority, all, in heaven, on earth, has been given to me. Now I delegate it to you. Go therefore. Anybody that is going to represent Christ must first have a revelation of the authority that is sending you and that is backing you. The return of the apostolic church is based on the revelation. That's why the four keys to the book of Acts, the fourth one is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus simply is the staff of office God gave to the church. It's our royal scepter. When he said, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. He said, the Lord will send the scepter of your throne, your royal scepter, out from Zion. It's the name of Jesus. Talking about the authority. The man has been made king of kings, Lord of lords, but the power of that throne is moving out from Zion. Let me make this recommendation fast, because I don't know. I want to reintroduce these two books. The first, the book called The Authority of the Believer. You cannot be an effective minister without that revelation. You will not be. And I want to advise you, throughout your journey in ministry, keep rereading that book. Second is The Name of Jesus. Two powerful ones, one by E.W. Kenyon, the other by Kenneth E. Hagin. Those are some of the greatest revelations ever given to human beings. You see those who dabble into demons and rivers. They start fighting demons. Some even engage demons in discussion for hours. You know what is their sickness? Is not having revelation of authority. What is the first principle in Mark chapter 28? Jesus has just conquered Satan. He has just conquered death. He has just conquered all principalities and power. The Bible says he stripped them of their glory, their honor, their weapons. He made a show of them publicly. He has just returned from this battle. And then he has just gone to the throne, because when he rose from the dead, he met Mary Magdalene. And he said, don't touch me yet, for I have not yet ascended. I have conquered one realm, but there is still another realm. If they don't give me dominion, authority in that realm, this can only work over demons, but it can't work on angels. The name we're talking about is not a name that just compels demons. It can also compel angels to act. There's a woman I like. I love that woman. Her boldness is something. She was doing deliverance, and about nine people were manifesting. So he said to one, come here to the stage. Very stubborn demon. The demon said, I'm not coming. You know, she was manifesting. He said, okay. You don't want to come? He said, Holy Spirit, I will release fire on the guy. You get it. Came to the front. Thousands of people were watching. He said, climb the stage. Come here and say, yeah, I'm not coming. He said, you don't want to come? He said, angels, carry her and throw her up. You will see people peek in the air through a girl. Thank God she was on jeans. You'll be wondering what for. Carried her, took her, threw her. I didn't mean she climbed. She was thrown. And she fell on that stage. And she looked like this. He said, I will obey. Out of her. All the demons say, yeah. As what is she using there? Not anointing. What is it? Authority. Everyone say authority. The lady knows all authority. Not only in heaven, on earth. Then when you read Philippians chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2 said even what? Under the earth. He was given a name above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of beings. Some translation use the word things. They are talking about whether it's living creature, whether it is Angel Michael, whether it's Angel Gabriel, whether it is, where are they? Whether it is the 24 elders. The only person that is not compelled by that authority is the one that delegated it to him. He said that when everything has been subjected to the Son himself will be subject to the one that subjected all things to him. It's only the Father. Minus the Father in heaven, all the spirits, principal spirits that control this world. Look at what Lucifer alone is doing on earth. The kind of influence he has on creation. He can cause earthquake, he can cause all that. He's not the only one that knows about that. Bible says a mighty angel appeared from heaven, put one foot on the sea, one on the ground, and swore by him that made the heavens and the earth that there will be no time anymore. There are spirits that carry dangerous powers and unction, and the shocking thing is that you can just make them act by a name. By a name. I can ask death to visit somebody and take him. Just a command. I'm not going to beg him. Do you know this death you are fearing, spirit of death? I say I can tell him, pay Mr. Okoli a visit. Take him this night. He will obey. Now, when we talk about demons, demons now should be turned into tools. Not only that you cast them out of people, you make them do what you want them to do. You make them do what you want them to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Paul was talking, one magician was misbehaving. He said, what? You enemy of righteousness. So you want to confuse the governor while I'm preaching? You're using magic on him? Be blind for a season. That's not... There is time for anointing. There is time for commanding power. What singled Archbishop Idahoso out of the many ministers in Nigeria is that man understood all authority. And each time I sit in his meeting and he talks about it, you know there is a principality talking. The man that is talking is a principality himself. That demons themselves. Did you hear what the Uzoma guy, that is the grandmaster that was leading how many thousand demons in the occult, the West African leader of the West African whatever of witchy, council of witchy. You know what he said? He said in the occult world that they fear that man. Which, why? He has a revelation of authority. What is the first principle of the Great Commission? I have conquered hell. I have conquered the kingdom of darkness. I've also had all the angels made subject to me. Then in this world where you exist, the physical world, I don't care which president or leader of the United Nations or whosoever he may be, IBB or whosoever. All of them. The power to quench their life overnight. The power over all human beings. The power over all demons. The power over all angels and created beings is in my hand. Now I hand it to you. What he was saying is that if I now delegate this power to you and send you, nobody should be able to stop you. What Jesus is saying is that you don't need permission from any power. I had the witches in Benin making comments. Abraham Bunker will come. He will come and greet them before holding crusade. They were talking because Pastor Chris went there. They caused the rain to start and rain till morning. Once it was 6 a.m. It was an all night. The rain stopped. And they went on TV. They were not afraid to go on TV. They said they think because Idahosa could do it, they would just come here and hold crusade. Then the lie they told on TV, they said the reason we couldn't attack Idahosa is because he was son of the soil. At least he's a Benin man. It's not because of that. They were closing other Benin churches. It's because you put your head, you lose it. In a century, we went to Calabar to hold a particular crusade. Olumba decided to attack the crusade. Sent rain and thunder. Rain was beating the white man on the stage. He is heavily anointed, though. And people were getting healed. I'm not talking about anointing now. Creation doesn't obey anointing. They obey authority. You want to can tell the sun. Sun, moon, stand still. That's not anointing. All authority to govern both the whole created order is given to me. I'm transferring it to you. Go ye therefore. So you have to know what is back of you. That's what makes us ambassadors. We are functioning. When the man was going for third term, he can intimidate his ministers. You know, President Obasanjo. He can intimidate some people in the House of Assembly, some members of PDP. But the American ambassador stood and was telling him, you can't. He has no authority over that man. If he tries nonsense. You know, Saddam was even a little tough that this one, they would just come here and grab him with his head. Put him in a whatever. Take him like Charles Taylor to where they will go. And he tried to use oil to make them deal. The people are principled. If he is France, because France is like this, they will have collected it and say, okay. When trouble starts, they will also come and join, maybe decide which side is benefiting them more. He stood there. They try Mandela. The man stood there. He's not under your authority. Kofi Annan, say, calm down, my friend. That the whole continent is looking up to Nigeria. You set that pattern. You are going to start another era of nepotism, of all kinds of democratic autocracy all over the continent. you're going to lead to a rising of an army of dictators all over the continent. That is not just about Nigeria. So the devil is in this system, but there are people that are functioning beyond his system. You have to know who you are. You have to study that thing. If you lack, let me tell you, of all the lessons of faith, if you don't understand the covenant and the blood, and you don't understand that aspect of authority, the devil will make you a cheap meat. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, commanding power. When you tell Satan, stop there, he stops. He's under your control. Stop crying for a person you can control. All powers, it has been delegated to me. Now what my father turned over to me, I turn it over to you. He said, as my father has sent me, so send I you. Go ye therefore. I dare you to rise up and become the church God has called you to be. You get to a land, announce to the principalities and power that the Lord has arrived. He said, when he cometh into the world, he said, lo, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body that has prepared me. And lo, I come, as it is written of me, in the volume of the books, to do thy will, O God. So see what gets the result when you know the principles. How you now use it and apply it differs. Because tomorrow the testimony could be one native doctor was disturbing in my area. I closed the shrine. Authority. You know how a passenger can announce a bank close? Eh? The moment authority speaks, the army moves. There are forces in heaven. They are called angels. When they get demons, they break their skulls. You don't discuss with demons. You are not in the same rank. Let the angels discuss with them. By exercising your kingdom power. Don't discuss with demons. They are not your rank. Imagine that a group of bandits invaded Ojoleba. And then, you know, they say, we have to see Mr. President. The armed robbers. So they say, he will come from Abuja. He will be begging them. Please, please, release the people. What? What he will just do is issue an order. If it is, what is the battalion, the brigade near Yaba? What's that called? It's a military barrack there. Eh? Abati barracks. In Enugu, we know about 82 division. Do they also have division in number? Eh? One mechanized division. All he will do is just issue an order. Who are those people? Who send them? They will go there. He said, catch them alive or dead. That's what you should be doing to demons. Alive or dead, whichever way, crush. In the name of Jesus. Some of the territories you will go to plant churches will be where witches are feasting. You go and start telling stories, you know. Everyone should know. You know this is Calabar, witches. Even Helen Obabe is a woman. She is feasting on Olumba there. Thousands of people bringing them. You get there, you see what she's doing. Film actress, using her platform very well. If Olumba is strong, let him take care of the woman now. Clear the lot of Olumba's people. And most of the time I listen to her, what she's using is anointing, driven. Come on, fire, 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 fire. Thank God for fire. It has its place. But if you want Satan to respect you, rediscover the first principle of the Great Commission. Have you come to torment us before the time? We know who you are. He said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. If you are not authorized, Satan doesn't recognize you. That's why he said, in my name, first thing you are to do with it, cast out devils. Cast out devils. casting from people, casting from families, casting from businesses, casting from nations, casting from cities, casting from the church. There should be time you sense that things are not the way it should be in finances of the church. You sense that some things are going wrong with brethren. Hey! When they finish worshiping, grab the mic, take that rod, and break in pieces all the order that is coding people in contentment. He said, with that rod, thou shalt do signs and wonders. Moses' job is to stretch it. The angel's job is to divide the sea. The rod doesn't divide the sea. The rod is a staff that makes the ministry move. I also want you to know why the name of Jesus works signs and wonders. No matter the kind of sickness that needs to be healed or mystery of the supernatural that you need to operate, there are angels that specialize in all of them. When you speak the name, they produce the result you need. Is it a leprous man that you want to heal? Don't you understand why Elijah could just say, go and wash? He was not using anointing. He was using authority. But these prophets know that they are God's mouthpiece. God speaking to Jeremiah said, if you learn to separate the vile from the clean, the unclean from the unclean, you will be as my mouth. That means when you speak, God has spoken. The prophets understand that God confirms the words of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers. When Elisha said, a group of young children that were mocking, and he said, be blind. That's not anointing, that's authority. Authority functions through the spoken word. It's the foundation, one of the cardinal foundations of faith. We used that teaching Inspector General of Police to have faith that the police will obey when he speaks. We used that telling him to have faith. He tell the chief of army to have faith that the military will. No, he is placed in authority. The young recruit can start exercising his faith. He might need to do that. Not because he's a recruit, but because he doesn't have that authority. If he's given that authority, he can use it like any other person. So now you've been authorized and you have been sent. What will you do with it? When we now take that concept and now mix it with the concept of the unction again, the fact that we have been anointed. Hey, silver and gold have I not, such as I have. Is this guy I just met? I just got an opportunity to watch a few of his, the Ministry of Signs and Wonders meetings. I said, what is that? White man, simple, he doesn't even wear ties, just 5 minutes, he has cleared 32 people sick of all kinds of crooked legs, some that are carried account. They say 20 years, they've not walked, they've not moved. He just go there, say, give me your hand up in the name of Jesus. This is just says, Jesus Christ of Nazareth makes thee whole. Oh, yeah, up, start running. You think it's a joke? Before you finish watching that one, three others are running from wheelchair. And amazing thing is, so relaxed. You see the Inspector General of Police struggling about, if struggle should come in the issue of authority, it should be with requisite authority. Maybe his next in command is trying to take his position, not armed robbers. That is, you see Obasanjo and Atiku, because Obasanjo is the president, Atiku is the. You can see that. If you hear that God and one other member of the Trinity is struggling, I can understand that one. Not devil. Because Obasanjo is not far above Atiku, he is just above. But where we are, he said, we are seated with Christ at the right hand of the heavenly places in Christ. Far. So if you hear now that the president is quarreling with a ward councillor, what's the smallest aspect of the local government? Not even a chairman, councillor, looking after one ward. He heard that they're exchanging ward on TV. Eh? When he can ask EFCC, carry him, put him in the boot. Bring him to Abuja. Don't even attend to his case for the next 2 years. Or you can ask police. Just go. Collect him. What are those apparatus for? I want you to know that the office you occupy, the right hand of the heavenly place, has apparatus of government to back it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not giving that seat for as a joke. You are not giving that seat as a joke. And like a man in authority, you don't need to be in Abuja for your authority to work. Even if the man, let it be like he's having rest in Otter Farm, and he hear one news about he come from there, issue an instruction. The rape forces that should get the job done will move into action. You don't need permission from the chief. You know, I'm close to a few reverend fathers. They train them in Rome. The first thing they teach them is that the governor of your state is your boy. They are trained that way. They are trained that way. You have to know it, that spiritual authority is the highest form of authority. It controls the realm of the spirit, the heavenlies. It controls the unseen world of darkness. It controls the physical realm. That's what Moses took with him to go and see Pharaoh. He took exousia, the anointing, but he took exousia, the rod, the authority. He also took dunamis, the anointing. That's what you need to go with you. Go and get those books, the authority of the believer. The other two books, The Name of Jesus by E.W. Kenneth Hagin, Senior, not Junior. Then, and even Junior's one is also good. Then The Name of Jesus by E.W.K.M. Then the other good writers on the subject, like T.L. Osborne has a wonderful book on the subject too. Go and get those ones so you can join the hallmarks of heroes of faith. Men who through faith subdue kingdoms. Men who through faith put to flight the armies of the aliens. One man that can rout the army of the enemy. Let's just pray for a while. Let's just pray. Let's see if Kayaku Skelem Hayakadat. If the Holy Spirit can just register this one in your heart. Just this one. Just this one. Just this one. Jesus said, authority is a delegated power. The Father has delegated it to me. I have delegated it to you. Know what is back of your ministry. Know what is back behind your ministry. A native doctor prepared chairman came and dropped in Archbishop Idahosa's gate. He woke up in the morning, he carried the charm with his hand. He said, Father, whosoever dropped this, I sent by the power vested in me, I send him to hell within 1 minute. He is forbidden from experiencing salvation. The guy's heart broke as he broke the calabash, and that was the end of it. Family members ran there. He said, I'm the one that sent him to hell. He said, even if you report to heaven, they can't bring him out. Because it's what we bind on earth that heaven stamps in heaven. After that, let another native doctor go and try. That's not anointing, that's authority. Jesus. There is something about
the rain. Oh, Jesus, 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 name all heaven and earth proclaim. Jesus and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something
Listen to this. Benny Hinn has been in the healing ministry because he was mentored and brought up by Catherine Kuma. Don't just learn what Catherine Kuma knows. I want to recommend two men for you. John G. Lake and Smith Wigglesworth. Follow men that know the authority of the believer. Even if they didn't write a book, authority of what, they function in it. As you read their writings and read their testimony, they are deadly in functioning in it. Catherine Kuma knew the anointing. It's not enough. When he learned that, started worship, people will get healed. He said, when demons start manifesting in his service, he's confused. He doesn't know what to do. One time, he was preaching, a demon started manifesting. So he told the man on the keyboard, he said, louder, louder, let's drown that voice out. What to use keyboard voice, volume to drown demon. Then he said the thing continued. It was disturbing the service. He didn't know what to do. Finally, he looked in that direction. He said, come out! When he said, come out, 150 people started manifesting. It's a strange area for him. Because what he learns is worship, anointing. People will fall, get healed. There is a limit. They can get healed. Demons will still be in that body. You know what happened? Then he said he had opportunity to follow Rehab Bonke to crusade. He found out that Rehab Bonke doesn't use anointing at all. That what he does is that he preaches the word. When he finish, he has an understanding of the name of Jesus. Rehab Bonke will stand there and say, hey! Then he was said, in the name of Jesus, millions of heads, I command you, devil of blindness. I command you, devil of crippleness. He said, when the man finished, cripples were everywhere, wheelchairs and all that. They got to the hotel room, he said, Rehan, you're my friend. Tell me, what is this thing you are using? He said, the power is in the name of Jesus. He said he took that with him back to Orlando Christian Center. That's the church he was pastoring. When he got home, he told them, don't drown anybody this time around. Play normal. And he finished preaching. Every person tormented by evil spirits, all demonic, he commanded the demons. Commotion started. He just said, in the name of Christ, out. Before he knew it, close to 100 and something people have been delivered. He said he didn't know God used that to prepare him, because the day he went to preach in Rome, nuns, all kinds of Catholic, ordained, whatever, filled the place, because he has gone to see the Pope and snapped a picture with him. So many nuns came. They have in his message manifestation, nuns. Some are witches, oh, some are also some. Yes, it's true. So, come out! Before he knew, over 100 nuns are manifesting. Ben Dobe told me that he attended one of his crusades and he was sitting on stage with Benny Hinn. His demon started manifesting. Benny Hinn told him louder, louder on the keyboard. When he saw that the situation was over, he just told him, please carry this man out. I don't understand this area. The guy had become an aggressive person. When he added authority to the revelation of the anointing, he moved his ministry to the realm where cripples now. So sometimes now he now steps down. Out, which chairs will be clearing like this. You won't have the confidence to do mighty work like some until you understand these things. You'll be waiting till you feel something.
Because I don't think came on you once. Don't base your faith on feeling. Know who you are, that you have been sent, and you are commissioned with a power that can control the universe. I went to talk to a madman after I had learned this. And I was telling the devil to come, and the madman bent down and picked stone to stone me. Yes, that's my first experience. I think second year or first year in university with a full-blown madman on the street side. He picked stone, but he wasn't that small boy anymore. Light. Light has come. He lifted his hand. I pinned his hand on the air with a word. Hold it there! Stone dropped out of his hand, and his hand remained like that. And then took 3 steps towards him and touched that head. Bah! Was on the floor. Convulsing. All the demons came out of him. Brethren, some of them took him to go and bab him. Give him a clean bab. Listen, my friends. If you know what you have, Peter says, such as I have, I know what it is. If you know what it is that you have, such as I have, this thing can put food on your table. This thing can bring customers when market is dry. You call them. Call the customer. Say, see this shed, number 26, this is where you should be coming. When you wake up in the morning, you appear in your shop. You speak to the four corners of the market that today is a day to clear these goods. This is not anointing. This is not begging. You are issuing orders. What happens? Angels will move into the market. And apart from that, there are other forces that are operating in the market area. You demobilize them. The witches have released their own. The obonis have released their own. You have authority to control both what the native doctor has. You are one person that can walk into a native doctor's shrine and talk to his demons to slap him. They will slap him. I hope you know, in the realm of the spirit, order exists there. They obey higher orders. You know that if you go to what do they call this policeman, the rank that controls the small station, DPO. You go to DPO and get some policemen, and you're coming to my house, and I call Inspector General of Police and get some other higher. When order came from above, you know, they both their gun, they surrendered and themselves. To all of you, enter the car. That's what you do to native doctors. When you get there, you say, the demons know who is their boss. He said, first of all of you, I issue an order. Slap the man. If it's blindness, you want him. If not, if you don't want, we want the man delivered. You just tell all of them to demobilize. Tell angel to tie. Sometimes this is what I pray. I step into a city, I'm ready to function. I say, angels, now I issue an order. I want all the territorial powers and demons here tied. They can't lift finger or blink an eye till I finish what I came in this city to do and gone. And I want to leave this city with the spoils of this city. To go, you know, the ones that has it, starts bringing them to me. Say, angels, in the name of Jesus, go forth and bring certain financial spoils to my doorsteps. Learn to issue such instructions. The native doctor, you pastor, you are running from people's houses begging for food. The native doctor might be living in Ikorodu. He doesn't need to come to Lagos. He wakes up in the morning, he blows a chalk. Then he asks demons to go to Lagos town. He might be living beside the Babich. He might even be in Ebe. He blows chalk. He tells demons, go inside town. Bring women, customers with something. If they don't have problem, create the problem, then bring them here. The demons will create the problem. Like one was telling his story, he's now converted. He said, I blew that thing,
part of the demons I sent, some of them caused conversion. One went to one woman's house, knocked the baby. Conversion. Then as the conversion was going, the other demon went to a neighbor and dragged the neighbor over. You see human being moving, you don't know they are being controlled. He moved the neighbor over. When he came down, he said, as he saw this one, he said, no. Have you heard of Baba? Baba. We'll take this child there. All these are networks. So he carried the child to Baba. Baba said, as he saw her coming, he just said, oh, baggy, gege, oh, we, oh, kaya, ya. He said, you have to greet the gods now. Let them greet the gods. So she dropped. He said, first of all, the other things that I needed, a goat, white goat, oh, palm oil and pepper. Then Maggi and this. Then fowl and this. These native doctors are chopping, because of your ignorance, the food they are eating is your food. This is what belongs to the priest. Read your Bible. He's the priest. He's the priest that's the native doctor in town. He's the priest. He's the priest. That's what you are. He's a priest. You live in a whole street. If there is a problem, they don't see you as any. He's a priest. God said, take the goat to the priest. Take fowl to him. Take first fruit to him. Take all the things to him. Because by his word, every controversy shall be settled in the land. So they are chopping what it should be coming to you, because you are not manifesting. He said, when you finish, you add 150. Bring it. But meanwhile, you get something to rub on the eye. Rub on this eye. So you can go. Come back tomorrow. She hug. He's food. He needs food. But he has agents he works with. It's called satanic priesthood. What about God's priesthood? You are a royal priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. So what are you doing? Jesus, 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 there is something about your name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Oh, Jesus, 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 name of heaven and earth proclaim. King is a kingdom, will all pass away, but there's something about your name. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about your name. Stand up on your feet. I'm going to lead you through one prayer. Through one prayer. You don't need permission for your father to preach the gospel. You have been authorized. You don't need permission for the principal. You don't need for the vice chancellor. You don't need for the governor. The man who can unseat the governor has said, go ye therefore. You don't need permission for the president. The nations are not in the hands of politicians.
thine hands.
Lift up your hands. Say, Jesus, there is a tool which you have given to the church, which you have given to me, is your authority, is the power of your name. I don't yet know the value of it. I want to own up that I don't yet have a revelation of it. I'm poor in the area of authority. I ask for help tonight. Open my eyes to these resources, Lord. Open my eyes to the value of what you have given me. Open my eyes, Lord, on how to begin to function. Make this real to me. I've had people talk about your name. I also use your name. But I know in me that these truth have not really registered with me. Let it register in me. Let it register with me. The way it registered with Peter. When he stood at the gate called Beautiful and spoke to that crippled man. Let it register with me. The way Moses understood the power of the rod you gave him to go and face Pharaoh. Open my eyes, Lord. Make this one revelation real in my life. Make it a functional revelation. I want to be one of those who will bring your name great glory. That the power of your name be exhibited. Lift up your hands again. Say, Father, I have caught the vision of the mandate you have given to us. The vision of the Great Commission. I want to be relevant in my generation. Now, Lord, stretch forth thy hands to heal, that under signs and wonders may be done through the name of thy holy child Jesus. Anywhere I declare that name, let the forces of heaven move into operation. Anywhere I declare that name, let the forces of hell be scattered. Father, from this night, lift your hands up. There's something that's going to happen. I receive, Lord, from your throne, angelic backing. Let a detachment of the army of heaven be released to back me up from this day forward. Like Elisha, the prophet, I can say that they that are with me are more than they that are with them. Everywhere I go, everywhere I stand to minister, everywhere I move, these angels will be there to carry out the words of my mouth. Thank you, Lord. Then put your hands on your tongue or your mouth. Say, Lord, from this night, sanctify my tongue. I want to be as your mouth. Touch my tongue with your fire. Put your words in my heart and put them in my mouth. Let me become your oracle. I will not struggle to speak your word. It will just be flowing out of me like water flows out of the temple. From now, Lord, I am your mouth. I'm your oracle. As I speak it, I shall see it. As I speak it, it will be performed. Thank you, Lord. This is our covenant. This is the agreement between you and I. From this day forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. I and the children the Lord God has given me, we are for signs and wonders in Israel. God bless you.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogbwele. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900, 0805-315-3823.